Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. My name is Beverly Bramwell and you're listening to Embrace Your Ambition. I'm coming to you live from London. It's my first time for doing this and I don't know what it's like where you are, but it's grey and overcast. But as I said, it's all about ambition. Ambition doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's okay to have dreams and goals and go after them. And you can be a woman too. I meet far too many women who have dreams and goals, but if you said you're ambitious, they would be upset because to be an ambitious woman is not a positive thing. So tonight's show, we're all about confidence. And I want to talk to you about confidence and how the myths that you believe about them and your belief about confidence and how it often holds back. I might sound like I'm confident, but I'm just like you. And sometimes it comes and sometimes it goes. But what I do know, it's always there. We're all born confident. And that's the first thing to remember. We don't have to go and get it. We are born with it. We have innate confidence. When you came into the world, you have no self-help manual. You're a baby and you learn from what you see. You have no filter. So there is no idea that you might or might not have confidence. We've all been babies and some of you have babies. And if you watch them, at some point in time, they will start to walk. There is no manual. They're not reading a book. They haven't got any thoughts in their head about, am I good enough? They'll have a go. They'll hold on to something. They might fall down. They'll get themselves back up again. You might see them laughing. They might have a bit of a cry, but they'll get back up again. And they'll keep on doing this till they walk. So where does that confidence come from? Because nobody tells them, you're a confident baby, you can do this. Equally, when something goes wrong and they fall down, they don't think, well, you know what, I'm not good enough, I'm not going to do this anymore. They just get on with it. And that's what I'm saying that we can do. That's where your confidence is. It's always there. But you know what? We can forget. We can forget and believe that we're not good enough, that we're not enough. And once we start having those beliefs, we will slip into a rut and start believing our thoughts. We procrastinate opportunities, and the more you do that, the harder it becomes to believe anything else. We don't trust ourselves, so when things go wrong, we stay down. We lose any sight of our resilience. Does that sound like you? When I lost my job, before I became the coach that I am today, I was angry, and then when I had finally been laid off, I went home and lay on my sofa for about 6 months thinking, what shall I do, what shall I do, what shall I do, what shall I do? I knew what I didn't want to do, which was to work for anybody else, but at the same time, I wondered, oh, could I do this? And it wasn't until I hired a coach and decided to work with her. And she asked me quite bluntly, what is it you want to do? And I said, well, more or less what I'm doing now, but for myself. And I had been doing work around planning and strategic planning in a corporate environment. And I thought, well, I could be a consultant. So that's how I got started. I didn't have some grand plan to take over the world, but what I did do was take one step at a time and keep on going. And that's what I'm saying you can do, is just take one step at a time and keep on going. And that's where your confidence comes from. You keep on going. Yeah, there have been some tough times and some great times, but I'm in the place I want to be. I'm just an ordinary woman. You're ordinary people. So what I'm saying is that we all have it and we can do this. But we just have to trust ourselves that we can do this. In case you've just joined, you're listening to Embrace Your Ambition, and I'm Beverly Bramwell, and I'm from London. So if you're not used to this accent, I can't apologise, but this is who I am. And as I said, I help people with their confidence so that they can make the changes in their life. Going on with this idea of confidence, I find with some of my clients that I've worked with that they have created a story about their confidence and where they think they are and how good they think they are at what they do. And they're not sure how to move forward because they're caught up in the thinking and the story. And I'm not being unkind when I talk about a story, but it is a story. We've got this story going on where we believe that we can't do this. And so therefore, we need confidence. And I'm not saying you don't need support to make it happen, but what people eventually realize when I work with them is it was there. So I say to you today, look for your evidence. We've talked about the baby who has no idea about manuals and self-help and Tony Robbins and all the other wonderful gurus there are. They just go for it. So look for your own evidence of where you have gone for it and decided to do something that you hadn't done before. If you drive a car and you took a test, you had confidence to do it. Applied for a job, you had an interview. If you're a student, you are studying and you're passing exams. If you're staying at home, you're looking after children, you're running a home. The fact that you wake up and get up and do what you're doing tells me there's confidence there. Yeah, I can understand sometimes life gets on top of us and we become depressed, and so therefore our confidence can be pushed down. But even in those circumstances, I know your confidence is still there. And that's my point. We have it all the time. We have this innate confidence. But what we're afraid to do is trust ourselves. And that's where we get to it. And that's, I think, one of the big myths about not having confidence. It's there, but we don't trust ourselves enough. Could you change? What sits underneath that lacking of confidence? Is it fear? Fear of what? I always ask, is the fear real? Are we talking about fear of the unknown? Fear of success? Fear of failure? Real fear is the fear of walking through a jungle and being chased or meeting a lion in our path or a bear on the track if we happen to be out in the woods somewhere. That's fear. And how am I going to get away from them? Fear of the unknown, that's quite a different thing. And that's, again, that's our thinking about the fear of the unknown. I don't know what's going to happen. I need to know what's going to happen. And that's why I'm afraid. And that's what that fear is about. So what if you could just rethink your idea about fear? Rethink your feelings about fear. Rethink your whole approach to fear. How would life be different then? If your fear was something that you were aware of, but you'd do something about it. Here's an example I'll give you. You're not sure what to do, so you don't do it. But often I think that fear is just that you're butting up against the edge of your comfort zone. And so you get that feeling in your chest or in your stomach of, oh gosh, what shall I do? And so therefore, that's why you don't move forward. You're stepping outside of your comfort zone. And we all have them. I've stepped out of mine tonight by being on this show. And you will have stepped out of yours if you go and visit a new place you've not been to before. If you've asked a girl or a guy out on a date, that's stepping outside of your comfort zone. You don't know what's going to happen. So that's my point. That's where all of that comes from. Comfort zone. And your growth and your expansion is linked to that. And the good thing about comfort zones is that they're always expanding. And once you take a step, you can never go back. I can never go back with this. I know that. And you can never go back with what you've done. And that's all part of the comfort zone. Confidence is still there. So I want you to think about that when you're thinking, I can't, I'm afraid, I don't know what to do. Is it just the fact that I'm ready to step out of my comfort zone and I feel a little bit shaky about it? I must remind you that if you want to speak to me, you can call the studio on 646-716-7979 and we can have a conversation about confidence. And as I said, you are listening to Beverly Bramwell on Embrace Your Ambition. So when you search for evidence of your confidence, what do you see? How do you feel? Do you ever get the feeling that once you've taken a step and had a go, that things start to feel different? Have you noticed that? And have you thought, whoa, what was I worrying about? And that's my point. It was just an anxiety getting close to the comfort zone, but in actual fact, you are ready to do it. And that's what I'm talking about. It's that relief having taken the step, the comfort zone has now been expanded, and some of that, those thoughts you were having have gone. Because, like I said, the fear wasn't real. Your anxiety wasn't real. The thoughts about what you were going to do wasn't real. I'm not saying they're imaginary, but what I'm saying is they weren't as big as you had made them. I don't know about you, but sometimes if you're asleep and you sort of half wake up and you might catch a shadow on the wall in your bedroom, depending on how you're feeling or what you've been watching, you might think that shadow is more than just a shadow, more than just the moon coming through your window. And if we're not careful, we can create a whole story around it. Well, that's what our confidence is like sometimes. We are creating a story around it. So that's where I want us to be today. And I want you to think about and hold on to this idea of, where have I created a story around my confidence? What has it stopped me doing? Am I procrastinating because I'm worried or afraid of what this might mean if I do this? And so therefore, I'm not doing anything at all. How do you feel when you are feeling not confident, when you're feeling afraid? Is it a feeling in your body? Is it a feeling outside of your body? Do you see things, imagine things, understand things, start to create things? Have you ever sometimes just pushed through though? So again, I want you to just play with this idea of confidence and how you've got it and how you can call upon it whenever you want to. Whenever you need to, you can call upon it. So with that in mind, what step have you avoided taking so far? What project have you stopped going after? What person have you decided not to ask out on a date? What job have you decided not to apply for because you're in that state of procrastination and wondering, what if? What if I do this? What will happen? Because at the back of your mind, you haven't got the place of, I'll handle it. If they say no, I'll be disappointed, but I'll handle it. And if they say yes, I'll be flipping happy. So think about how your feelings about your confidence are stopping your success. Have you got an idea for a business, but you're imagining that all the things that could go wrong, and so therefore you're not taking that first step? Are you thinking about applying for a new job and wondering, should I, could I, what if? That's what I want us to think about today when we talk about, when I'm talking about confidence, and when you go away and think about confidence. What am I procrastinating about? Because that's part of it. What am I stopping myself from doing? What am I holding myself back from? Let me give out the number again if you want to call in and have a conversation. The studio number is 646-716-7979, and I would love to speak to you. So I'll tell you a bit more about me. As I said, I was made redundant. I think you call it here laid off from a job that I really liked. And as I said, all I did know was what I didn't want to do again. And when I did decide what I wanted to do, it felt like a major step. But it's the best thing I ever did. As I said, we have ups and downs, but the fact of the matter is, it is still the best thing. And the ups and downs come from my thinking rather than from things actually really being true. Gosh, can I take this next step? Can I train to be a coach? Because I wasn't a coach when I started. I was just a consultant and I enjoyed doing that. But I wanted the skills of being a coach because I realized those coaching skills would be useful in my work with clients. And in training to be a coach, I discovered a newfound joy for something, which was to be a coach. And so that's why that's how that came about. And I've always done confidence coaching. I've veered and done other things, but confidence has always been at the heart of what I do. And now I call myself a career transition coach because I often help people transition out of their careers, transition within their careers, up or sideways. But I'm not exclusively working with people who have careers. It's just that's the place I'm positioned. But the thing that I'm always helping people with is their confidence. And once we can get that in place, people often surprise themselves what they're able to achieve. And so that's why I'm saying that when you believe that you don't have confidence, you're holding yourself back. You're stopping yourself from doing things. And I think that a life half lived is not living at all. So we must seize every opportunity to just go for it and to explore the opportunities that we have to do more, to be more, to have more, and to use our confidence as much as we can all the time. To push to the edge of our comfort zones and go beyond. To take that step and not be afraid of what happens. Hold on for dear life if we can do, but take the step nevertheless, knowing that I'm not alone. It doesn't have to be with me as a coach, but knowing that I'm going to take this step and I will be able to handle whatever comes my way, if anything comes my way that I think I can't handle. Because again, is my fear real or have I just created that idea? Because I'm not sure. This fear of success, this fear of failure, we don't know really. We just think we do. Because I'm sure we can all find examples of people just like us who took that first step and have got the job or the business or the husband or the wife or the life that they want, but because they were willing to step out of where they were. And whilst I'm here and talking about stepping out of, let's also not use reasons like, well, I'm too old, not old enough, my background. Your background is your background, your history is your history. But it doesn't define who you are or where you're going to end up. We all know stories, and I could talk about Oprah as one person who didn't know when she was born, and she was born as a poor young black woman or woman of color, that she'd be one of the richest women in the world today. But she got past that. And when she was originally applying for jobs, yeah, she applied for jobs that maybe she thought I have no chance of getting, but she got them. And at the time when she was doing that, maybe it was a strange thing for a woman of color to be doing. And if she had believed her own ideas, then maybe she wouldn't have done that. And she wouldn't be the person she is today. And she wouldn't have the success she has today. But Oprah is just one. And they said, we can all choose people much closer to home who have, in spite of their condition, whether it's about their background, whether it's about having a disability, not having a disability, their age, they're going for it. And that's my point. I want you to understand that it is all possible. All of it is all possible. So the number, if you want to call in, is 646-716-7979. I would love to speak to you. And please, at the end of the show, please hop across to Embrace Your Ambition, the name of my Facebook group. I'd love to see you, connect with you, and we can have a conversation about confidence, where you are, and what you see for yourself, and what perhaps you heard when I was talking about confidence, and how you have perhaps been holding yourself back, or maybe you want to push forward, and up until now, you had been believing that you didn't have confidence, and now you're seeing something different. And it is just that, about seeing something different, taking that forward into our life. Think of the baby, as I talked about at the top of the show, who holds on but takes that step and keeps on taking that step and has no regard for whether or not they are good enough, not good enough, because they don't know. And that was you. You have innate confidence. You were born with that confidence. And it is over time and knowing that you have learned or decided that you're not good enough, not confident enough, not enough. And yet, as I said, it's not true. So I would like you to consider what you think might be possible for yourself today. What you think you might be afraid of. And yet at the same time, you know that if it happened, in reality, you could handle it. And could you today stop listening to that inner voice, thank it for telling you, reminding you that it's there and it has your best interests at heart, but at the same time, you could step out and be more and have more and do more. You could take that step today. And what's one thing that you could do today, this week, by the weekend, that could change your response to your fear and your feelings about your confidence? I'd like you to take that step today. Believe in yourself, have faith in your abilities, and just keep walking. You've been listening to Beverly Bramwell. I'm a career transition coach, and this program is called Embrace Your Ambition. Please come to my Facebook group, Embrace Your Ambition, and let me know about what you heard, what you saw, and what you thought you might enjoy talking about. And tell me about some of the struggles that you've been facing and how maybe you'd like to have a conversation about that in the group. It'd be great to hear from you. This is my first time. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please give me some feedback. You can send me a message, as I said, or come to the group. So, just to say, my name is Beverly Bramwell. The group is called Embrace Your Ambition. You've been listening to Embrace Your Ambition. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I'd like to thank you for being such wonderful guests and listeners. So thank you very much. Have a good day. Have a good evening. Have a good night. And thank you. Goodbye.
Say hi to savings at Old Navy and OldNavy.com with up to 40% off all jeans, all pants, and all tees. And don't forget to come in now to redeem your super cash. Hurry in today. High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 425 through 430. Excludes clearance, active, licensed, and men's package tees.